Russia says it will annex four regions which held referendums earlier this week. It says it will officially take control of those areas tomorrow. The European Union and the U.S. are planning to impose more sanctions on Russia for holding what they call sham referendums in Ukraine. Mohammad Val has more from Moscow.
The leaders of the four breakaway regions of eastern and southern Ukraine have already landed in Moscow, and preparations are going on for the signing ceremony, which is going to take place sometime tomorrow, Friday. There is also some preparation for a big public celebration probably on the same day in the Red Square. So all the signs are indicating that Russia is determined to take that decision and to make it a fact.
Finland says it will close its border to Russian tourists at 9 p.m. GMT on Thursday. Thousands of Russians have fled the country since President Vladimir Putin issued a mobilization order last week. Many are heading to neighboring Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Finland. The Swedish Coast Guard is reporting a fourth leak at the Nord Stream pipelines in the Baltic Sea. Russia says it's launched a terrorism investigation over the damage. The EU and NATO say the leaks were caused by sabotage. Hurricane Ian has left a trail of destruction in southwest Florida, knocking out power to 2 million people and trapping many in flooded homes. It's one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States. No deaths have been reported, but about 20 people are missing after a boat carrying Cuban migrants sank near Florida. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been sentenced to 3 years in jail alongside her former economic advisor. They had pleaded not guilty to violating the Official Secrets Act. Suu Kyi was ousted in a military coup last year. The British Prime Minister Liz Truss insists her government's tax-cutting measures are the right plan. That's despite the pound dropping to an all-time low against the U.S. dollar on Monday. She's defended the so-called mini-budget as the urgent action that was needed for the British economy.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. On the next episode of Essential Middle East Podcast, find out what Bosnia's elections mean for the country, for Europe, and the Middle East.